We've heard that thing where it's like people create 90% of the time, promote 10% of the time. But if you want to have a successful launch, you need to flip that. You need to create 10% of the time and promote 90% of the time.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Hello there from Launchland. We are currently in the midst of my biggest launch of the entire year, and I am so happy to report that I am still sane. I'm not all that stressed, which if you've ever launched anything is a feat in and of itself. Now, as we speak, we are launching my signature program. It's called the Pinterest Lab. It is my four-step fluff-free process that takes under an hour a week and can help you 20x your traffic. Now, if you're listening to this episode the day that it airs, I'm doing my final two live free webinars today. If you want to learn more about my Pinterest program that we're launching right now, you can head to teachmepinterest.com. That's teachmepinterest.com. Or you can head to my Instagram at Jenna Kutcher and DM me the word Pinterest. I'll send you more info on what it is that I'm talking about in today's episode. Now, I am so excited to be leading thousands of you through this free masterclass this week and welcoming in the next class of Pinterest Lab students. This launch week honestly feels like Christmas, but in so many ways, launching didn't always feel like this. I can't wait to tell you my story. Now, launching is intense, no matter how you toss it, but it doesn't have to suck. So I'm going to share how we prepared for this massive launch, some tips for what you can do no matter what it is that you're launching, whether it's a new website, a podcast, an online course, a brand new offer, or heck, even your business, so that you know exactly what to do in advance so that launching doesn't suck and you can actually enjoy the process. Let's dive on in. Oof, growing pains hurt. And when you're a marketer trying to generate leads for your brand new business, you know the pain all too well. Thankfully, there's HubSpot for Startups, a special program that gives startups discounts on HubSpot and so much more. But first, let's talk about the platform. The platform that unites your entire front office from marketing to sales to support. The platform that streamlines your support tickets, generates more leads, and increases sales. The platform that scales right along with you. Oh, and don't even get me started on the educational articles, industry reports, videos, tips, templates, literally everything founders need to help scale. HubSpot for Startups has it all. So get ready to build a brand everyone loves and make your startup growing pains a thing of the past. Visit HubSpot.com/startups to see how much you can save. That's HubSpot.com/startups. Okay, so we have to kick off this episode with a funny story. So I was recently on a team call. We were talking about the launch, different things that were going on. There was this lightness, this fun, this airiness to all of the conversation surrounding the launch. And I had this like visceral memory of what launching used to be like. And I have some team members that have been with me for 7 years, 5 years. They weren't with me in the early days. They didn't see what I went through when I used to launch. And so for me, having this fun around launching feels like crazy because it's not where I started. So here's kind of a funny story. So over 7 years ago, I believe it was around 8 years ago, I was an avid listener to Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Now, Amy, if you know, is my best friend now, but at the time she had no idea who I was. And she talked a lot about these different launches that she was doing. And I was so intrigued. Now, at the time I was mainly a wedding photographer, but I was starting to dip my toe into the online education space. And Amy totally intrigued me. Like the way she talked about her launches and what was possible and how she was making an impact and what she was teaching. Like I wanted it all. So I very boldly emailed her, a stranger, and said, "Would you teach me how to launch? Like, I will pay you. Can you mentor me?" Now, Amy or her team, we still don't know, politely declined, which we now laugh about. And they forwarded me to a guy named Rick. Now, Rick was somebody that Amy knew. So I reached out to Rick. I said, hey, Rick, you know, I'm thinking about building this program. I've had a lot of personal success. I've been doing one-on-one mentoring. I want to take what I've learned in those mentoring sessions and put it into a course. I want to do a launch. Can you show me how to do it? Now, Rick politely declined and sent me to someone else. Now, he sent me to this woman who we knew through a mastermind, and he was like, she has the capacity, she can do it. So I connected with this total stranger who I'd never met, and I paid five figures to go and learn from her. I flew to a northeastern state, stayed at her neighbor's house, which they just had a mother-in-law suite. It was like, they were college professors, I remember. They were very kind. Stayed in their house. And for 2 days straight, we like sat at her table. We used this whiteboard. We planned out my launch, all these different things. And it was honestly really amazing because she walked me through so many parts of the process that I hadn't even thought about or hadn't even considered. If you have ever launched anything, whether it's your website or a podcast or a YouTube channel or a business or like anything, you know that it feels like there's these like unwritten rules that you're not totally sure that you're doing things right. You want to make the biggest impact. You want to get the best results. And so to have somebody walk me through it was amazing. But one thing that happened in her teaching me was that she brought out this very like urgent, stressful energy about launching. She made it seem like we were going to war. Like it was one of those things where it was kind of this mentality of like, you are going to hate every minute of this. And at the end, hopefully it'll be worth it. And I subscribed to that because that's what I was taught. So it was literally like, have your meals ready to go. You're going to eat in front of your computer. You're going to be available at all hours. Like have your phone next to your nightstand, like just intense energy. And that was the energy she used. But that energy, if you know me, like my motto is like, let it be easy, like flow, don't force. And so that energy always just like made me approach launching with like stress before it even started, before it even began. And so it was so funny on this team call because my team and I, we were talking about this launch that we're in, and it was just this beautiful like alignment. And I was like, it was not always like this, let me tell you. So today I'm going to walk you through some of the things that we did to prepare for this launch, which is our biggest launch of the year, and how we got to this place where we can actually enjoy the process. Now, no one teaches you how to launch. At least I haven't found anyone that teaches it well yet. It feels kind of like this mystical world where people are doing it. And a lot of times we can watch from the outside looking in, but we miss all the little intricacies and the things that need to happen in order to have a successful launch. And while that can be really frustrating and confusing, you have to figure out what your style of launching is, what's going to work for you, and how you can have joy in the process. Because let me tell you, your launches are probably going to be some of the biggest things that you do in your business, whether you are announcing a new product, opening up a new service, having a sale, doing mini sessions, creating a new product, like whatever that is. And if you're not enjoying that, you're missing the beautiful reason why we likely became entrepreneurs in the first place. So let me walk you through what we did this time around, because this launch has been pretty darn epic. So first, start way earlier than you think. So we, in my business, we do one big launch per quarter. So if you think about it, we do four launches a year. That's it. So we have these windows of 90 days to prep, get everything ready to launch and to decompress post-launch, which we'll talk about. And so one thing that happens is creators and entrepreneurs are working so hard on the thing that it is that they're launching that they are not preparing for the launch itself, right? We've heard that thing where it's like people create 90% of the time, promote 10% of the time. But if you want to have a successful launch, you need to flip that. You need to create 10% of the time and promote 90% of the time. And so you have to start way earlier than you think. So we already know what launches are going to be happening this year. We can start preparing for launches 6 months out. We are constantly working ahead. And I think that part of the reason why launching is now joyful is because we are not coming at it from this place of urgency or this level of stress. We are approaching launching with joy, peace, and ease because we have a plan. And so we started preparing for this launch last year, right? We knew it was coming. We knew what the plan was. We knew the timing for the launch. And so my first recommendation is start earlier than you think. I have had so many times where I'm looking at something on my calendar and I'm like, oh, that's like 4 months away. That's 5 months away. It feels like forever. And then all of a sudden you blink and it's there. And so start way earlier than you think. Now, I would say that the longer the runway you have, the more successful the launch. And so a lot of times as creators, we have this tendency where we create something amazing and we want to just like get it out into the world. And so we're quick to throw together anything that looks like a launch. And then we get really disappointed when it falls flat. And so do not rush the process. Start before you think you need to. Don't rush the process and really embrace and have fun on the journey. Like find joy in the journey.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Okay, number two. This is what I learned from the person that I learned launching from. Be conscious about the energy that you bring around every part of the launch. You want to get really honest and clear on what is your why. You want to have clarity around who it is that you're serving. You want to make sure that you are looking at things beyond just the results, right? You want to look at the impact you're making, the awareness you're bringing, the way that you're showing up and serving. And when you can really connect to a deep why, it totally helps shift the energy from scarcity and urgency to peace and ease. Now, for me, for this launch, I remember talking to someone and telling them all about Pinterest. And it was funny because I love Pinterest. Like if you've ever met me in real life and we start talking about marketing, probably one of the first things I'm going to ask you is, are you using Pinterest? And I was on a stage at this beautiful convention filled with amazing female entrepreneurs. And somebody asked me like, well, why Pinterest? And I was like, okay, Here's the deal. I love Pinterest, but what I love more is getting a return on your investment, with the investment being your time. I have always said time is my currency, and I want to make sure that every single hour that I spend on my business is worth it, right? I'm in this season where I have these young kids. Time is so fleeting. It moves way too fast. And so if I am spending an hour on anything in my business, I want to make sure that there's a true return on that investment. Why do I love Pinterest? Because we spend 1 hour of it a week and we can 20x the traffic to my website. It is the number one way we organically drive eyeballs to my hard work, and it lengthens the lifespan of the content. So I'm not going to go super nerdy here, but I just want to explain why I'm so fired up about this launch and why it's exciting to me. If you post something on Instagram, it generally lives and dies within 3 to 5 hours, at max 24 to 48 hours. The average lifespan of one pin is 4 months. You can 120x the lifespan of your content in way less time. And the best part is that if you have a VA, you could pay your VA for 1 hour a week to set it and forget your Pinterest strategy and drive more traffic than you could ever do on social media. And Pinterest is not social media, it's a search engine. Okay, I'm nerding out. But the point here is, be conscious around the energy that you bring to your launch. I love this program because it's so simple. It takes a few hours to learn this entire system, 1 hour a week to implement it, and it can transform your business. Now, I could talk about this all day, which means that my energy around it is excited. And so just be thoughtful about how you're going into the launch. Are you excited? Are you energized? Are you ready to show up? Do you think you're going to change lives? When you have a beautiful conscious energy around the entire thing, selling becomes a service. It doesn't feel scammy. You don't feel sleazy. You are literally serving people while you sell, because you are putting your customers in the driver's seat, helping them to discern, is this the right offer, the right message, the right leader, the right time? And they are these confident purchasers excited for what you have. It just shifts everything. I feel like I've been on webinars and I've watched them where you can just feel the energy shift when the person starts selling. They suddenly get quiet or they start talking really fast, and you can tell that they're just not confident in what it is that they're selling. And so I think that, again, if you bring this level of consciousness to the energy around your entire launch and every single piece of it, your audience is going to feel it. They're going to experience it. And it's just going to bring about a whole different level of joy in the launching process. Okay, number three is tactical. Use a project management software. This is something that took me way too long to implement, years to implement. And now I can't imagine launching without it. So we use Monday.com. If you go to JennaLovesMonday.com, JennaLovesMonday.com, you can see and get a free trial. It's an amazing project management system. My entire team uses it. Now, in the past, I was literally trying to keep things on track and organized with notebooks and Google Docs. Everything was a mess. I did not have a clear system. I didn't have deadlines. I wasn't able to track the progress. There's just so many things missing. And I think that was in part why launching was so stressful, because there are a lot of moving parts regardless of what it is that you're launching. And if you're not confident that they are stored in a safe place so that your mind can release them at the end of a busy day, then you are going to feel like a chicken running around with its head cut off. And so having a project management system has been incredible. And it's a really beautiful and visual way to track every single step and process. Now, at the beginning, I was a person that was tracking this. Now I'm a team member. So I can literally click over to our launch board, see exactly where everything is at, know exactly what needs to get done, what we're working on, what is complete. It is beautiful and it helps ease my mind so much that I'm not going to bed and being like, oh wait, do we create those graphics? Oh my gosh, is that sales page ready? All of these different things. And so you are not only going to save yourself so much time from hunting and pecking through your Google Docs or trying to remember which notebook you wrote down that list in, but it's also going to help create a system and a workflow so that anytime you go to launch, even if it's something that's totally different than what you're currently launching, you can look through and be like, okay, do I need these things for this upcoming launch? Again, a project management system, oh my gosh, such a game changer. I now use it all the time. I constantly have a tab open with what I need to do. And it's just a beautiful way to track everything. Okay, Number four, and this is the area where I think my team is the best in all the universe, is anticipating every possible need before you go into the launch. So this is where we excel. I think my team is so good at thinking through every single thing that we're going to need as we go into a launch, from landing pages to thank you pages to confirmation emails to email funnels to ad graphics to pop-ups. Like, we can anticipate just about every single thing that we need for the launch. Therefore, we can do it in advance. So this is a huge thing. And this is an area where I think so many people get stressed because they announce that they're going to launch something. They get into the launch and they have not anticipated anything that they need. So all of a sudden they're like, wait, I need to send an email. Oh my gosh, I need to write an email. Here's a funny story. So I hired that woman. She taught me how to launch. She walked with me through my first launch. I will never forget how much stress there was because we booked people in for these webinars. It was basically my first stab at doing these live webinars. The webinars ended and she goes, where is the replay email copy? And I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, wait, we don't have emails? I was like, what emails? I thought, wait, what? I thought the webinar was it. And she's like, no. After the webinar, you have to email people the replay and you have to email them this and this and this. And she starts listing off things. During the launch in real time, I was typing up every single email and I didn't even know what the emails were. Like, I would literally need someone to like tell me, okay, this is the next email that's going out. And then I type that one up and then it'd be like, okay, we need two emails for this day. I'm like, oh my gosh. So we now work from this place where we anticipate every single need before the launch happens. And our goal is to have every single thing done and wrapped up before the launch even begins. Now, this is so huge because my main goal as the face, the voice of the brand, the person showing up and teaching, my main goal is that I can show up to launch week and the only thing I have to do is just serve my brains out on these free masterclasses. That's it. There are very few things at this stage of my business that only I can do, but only I can be leading these masterclasses. Only I can be doing the Q&As live on Instagram or things like that. But basically everything else can be anticipated and prepared and ready. We're talking about having our emails locked and loaded, tested, links working. We've got pages built. We've got a social media plan to execute so that I can literally open my phone and just hit publish. We have graphics ready. Like, everything is ready and done. And again, our goal is to have all of this wrapped up before the launch even begins. In fact, a week or two before the launch begins, just so that we have time to decompress and bring the right sort of energy into the launch itself. So anticipate needs. Think of things like, what web pages or lead pages am I going to need? What emails will I need copy for? What graphics do I need to create? What is my social media plan? Where will I be sharing this launch? What needs to be updated before we go live? Think about all of those things and anticipate. If you can be great at anticipating the needs, your launch is going to blow you away because you're going to walk into it rested, excited, and ready, not exhausted, stressed, and frazzled. Okay, number five is this: ask for help. I joked that this episode today should be talking about my team member, Michelle. Now, Michelle was hired a year ago. In fact, she was with me for this launch a year ago, and she was basically a spectator to it. It was like, watch and learn. Here we go. Now, last year's launch was kind of a surprise to us because I hadn't live launched the Pinterest Lab in 2 years. I had my book launch. I had babies. There were so many different reasons why we hadn't live launched it. And so when we went to launch it last year, we were blown out of the water with the volume of people who were attending the masterclass, people who were curious about Pinterest, and the volume of new students. Like, it was amazing. It was like a spectacle. And Michelle got to watch all of this. Now, I did not always have Michelle because this year, Michelle has already done this. She has been managing and running so many pieces. But keep in mind, when I first launched, I was the person who was writing every email, building the sales pages, promoting on social media, creating the webinar slides, hosting the webinars, and doing every single role. And so it did not always look like this. But I think that number five is ask for help. There are so many areas in a launch where you are likely not the best person to do the job, whether it's creating graphics or writing copy or building out that landing page, like whatever that is. And so if you are in a place where you feel confident that this launch is going to yield a return, you're going to actually get results from it, it might be an opportunity for you to invest in getting some help so that you can really focus on the most important parts of launch. Remember, I want you to get to a place where you are creating the launch item 10% of the time and promoting it 90% of the time. So asking yourself that question of where can only I serve and how can I offload some of those places that I'm either not proficient in, I don't enjoy doing, or I just don't want to do anymore. So even for this launch, it was actually pretty amazing because last year we made some really big investments in hiring out for new contractors to help us. So that this year was literally a rinse and repeat in the most beautiful way. So last year we hired a team of copywriters to help us with copy. We hired a new web designer to help us with the pages. We hired a measurement team to measure our results. So we had this fully stacked team. And so much of this year's launch was looking at what went well and redoing it. But I say this because you probably don't have capacity to hire out every single thing in your launch. In fact, I think it's really good that you do a lot of these things yourself, just so you understand what goes into them and what's needed. But I want for you to start paying attention to all the things that you have to do and maybe jotting down the things that you want to outsource someday if today is not the day. Now, one thing that I think is really important is that if you are in a place where you are relaunching something or you have some sort of confidence or knowing of like, well, this is where we should probably end up profit-wise, it makes investing in additional help and resources really easy. And you don't have to hire on a full employee. You could hire on a contractor to help you with the sales page or the graphics or the email copy or even a VA to help support you during your launch. And that can also be a great way to test out potential team members or contractors that you want to get on retainer in your business. So asking for help is amazing. Even from day one, when I hired a stranger to teach me about launching, I have always been someone who is not afraid to ask for help, especially in areas where I don't even know what I'm doing. And so just keep this in the back of your brain. If you're not in a position to ask for help yet, pay attention to the areas that you might want to outsource in the future, because guess what? You're probably going to launch many things in your career. Number six is look at past launches for information and insight. Now, if you have ever launched anything, and I mean anything, take a little time to sit down and remember what worked, what didn't work, what did you love, what did you hate, what did you swear you would never do again. One thing that we have gotten amazing at over the years, but I totally sucked at when it was just me doing all the things, was taking time after each and every single launch to decompress and get all of our thoughts and ideas down in a place so that next time we launch something, we have notes. I know you think you're never going to forget the details. You absolutely will. It is all a blur. And so take some time to really write down. So for our current launch, we not only got better at things that maybe we struggled with a little bit last year, like planning out social media content in advance, having it locked and loaded, ready to publish, because I left myself a note saying, Jenna, you were creating reels on the fly last year during the launch. Please don't do that again. And so again, even if you're not launching the same thing over and over and over again, like I am, leave notes for yourself so that you can help prepare in a way that eliminates as many stressors as possible before you get into the launch itself. Now, if you have a team, ask them to leave their thoughts, their feedback, things that they want to try in a doc and store it for safekeeping. So as we were preparing for this launch, we were revisiting all of the different areas where we reviewed last year's launch, all the notes that we left ourselves so that we weren't just thinking, oh crap, we wanted to try this and we didn't do that. So here's what we generally track. We track what went well, what didn't go as planned, what would we like to try next time, and any other notes that we want as reminders. And if you've never launched before, make a reminder to jot down all of your big takeaways, like literally put it on your calendar, launch decompression, have a doc ready, and store it for future launches. This launch, we did things like we added on a fourth live webinar. So that's happening today so that people have more timing options to tune in and get the Pinterest content that they want. We also tested out different things like a new style of video ads, a new way of social planning, a new open date for registration. We brought on two affiliate partners who wanted to share this offer. So like we were able to expand in so many ways because we had the notes and the feedback from last time, and we were able to take action before we even got into the launch itself. Number seven is something I find myself repeating often to any of my friends who launch, which is trust what you built when you weren't in launch mode. So when I look back, most of the stressful pieces of launching of my past were when I was mid-launch and I A, either realized I didn't anticipate all the needs, or B, had this brilliant idea to add something in or pivot at the very last minute. So many of us have done that. I know that we're creative. I know that we're excited. I know that we're probably stressed. But during a launch is not the time to add any complexity to things. If anything, we want to alleviate the complexity. And so I often tell my friends, trust what you built when you weren't in launch mode, because there's this phenomenon. I don't have any research on it, but it's launch brain. Launch brain is real. When you are launching, your brain starts telling you all these lies like, oh my gosh, you didn't plan this right. Or this timing was off. Or why did you do it this way? Or you shouldn't have closed cart at this time. You start to question literally everything. You are not a sane human when you are launching, which is why it's so important to anticipate things in advance. But again, trust what you built when you weren't in your launch. This is so amazing because it allows you to trust the brainwaves and the plans and the processes that you put in place when you weren't in this stressed, excited state. And it allows you to sit back and relax and just let the launch unfold exactly as planned. So do not try to add bells and whistles during your launch. Do not try to pivot too hard. Like, just try to stay the course. Again, trust the plans you built when you weren't in launch mode. Number eight is do not get caught in the perfect trap. I'm talking about wanting every piece of your launch to be perfect. It's not going to be. I have launched many times, many years. No launch has been perfect. Not a single one. Here's some funny stories for you. One time I was doing a webinar and the UPS guy was ringing the doorbell behind me in the webinar, and I had to sign for a package during my webinar. They wouldn't leave. I was like trying to motion like, go away. They wouldn't leave. Another time I got the hiccups on a live webinar. I was literally hiccuping the entire time. I had an incredible conversion on that webinar because people knew I was live. Just a few months ago, I was hosting webinars. I lost my voice. I literally was like sitting in my sauna the morning of my last webinar, soaking up steam into my throat, trying to get my voice back. I converted so high on that webinar because people knew, oh my gosh, she's showing up. She's doing this thing. There was one time where I was on a live webinar and I, along with every attendee, got kicked out of the webinar. Like, the webinar software just shut down. I had to restart my computer, get my slides back up, rejoin, and people just jumped back in and I did great. Honestly, the times where things went wrong were the times where I converted the highest amount of people into purchasers because they saw the authenticity behind what was happening and they remembered, like, this is just a human doing this thing. And so don't go into launching thinking it needs to be perfect, because that is like the key to hating launching. Things are going to go wrong. And I often have to remind myself and my team, we are not curing cancer. I wish with all my heart that we are not. We are launching digital products on the internet. Things are going to go wrong. That is okay. In fact, I think that when things go wrong, you also bring that humanness back to the whole thing. There are a million ways to recover, to pivot, to straight up be transparent about something went wrong, just so you can keep your feet on the ground while launching. So please, please, please do not think that you have to be perfect. I can promise you nobody cares about this the way that you do. No one is watching as closely as you think they are. No one is judging every single move you make. Loosen up, do your best, and trust that you are smart and savvy in case you need to course correct. Number nine is track your results. So whether you have an Excel spreadsheet or you create a note on your iPhone, track how things are going. Track daily progress, track whatever you can track. Regardless of what you're launching, there are going to be some sort of metrics or numbers involved. Pay attention to them and make notes to track them, because again, you will not remember these things in the future. So you want to be able to reference them. It is so helpful to know things like the pace, the volume, just different things, because again, it's going to help you anticipate. It's also going to help you relax when you're in the live launch, because you know, okay, this is the rhythm. This is the flow. This is normal. No need to panic. And so track anything you can track. With a launch, you want to start to understand what is working, what's not working, so that you can let go of the pieces that don't actually drive results and go deeper on the things that are working. And the only way to do that is to really start tracking. So for most of the years, I was literally tracking launches in an Excel spreadsheet. And then I also had a note in my iPhone app of like, this is a launch. This is what's happening each day. This is what we can expect. It was kind of a janky system, but it worked. But last year I brought on an entire measurement team. And so a year ago, this launch was the first launch that they were with us on. And it has been amazing to be able to look at things like conversion percentages, where the traffic sources are coming from, what things actually generate real leads, all these different things. I mean, we are tracking a million numbers this time around, but it's also been able to give us projections so that we kind of know, here's what we're shooting for. If we want to hit this goal, this is what we need to hit. We know the numbers. And so I'm guessing that if you're in your first, third, fifth, even 10th launch, you might not have need for an entire team that's tracking all these numbers for you. But listen to me when I say track your results and any numbers that you can, whether it's a social media post and you can write down how many likes and comments you get, or how many visits you get to your website, or how many new subscribers you get. Make note of these things. You're going to be so grateful. And also, it's just going to show you how much you've grown and done over the years as you start to watch those numbers transform. Okay, lastly, celebrate the wins. Okay, this is something that I ask my friends all the time when they have their big launches. How are you going to celebrate? What does it look like for you? When you are all done with this, what are you going to do? Because so many of us, myself included, we are on to the next thing, right? By the time the launch ends, we're already working on the next thing. And I don't want to go through life delaying joy. Like, I want to celebrate. I want to pause. I want to be in the moment. I want to thank each person that was a part of this. I want to sit in the joy. And I want to be someone who revels in what is possible and how life-changing doing these types of things can be, not just for me, but for my team, for my students, for everyone that attends the masterclass. Like, that is huge. And so have a plan for how you plan to celebrate. Loop in people that are walking alongside of you. We do fun team bonuses. Sometimes we'll do different retreats with the team if we hit certain goals. Drew and I will usually go out for a nice dinner. I send different things to my friends. Like, it's just a beautiful practice to get into, because no matter what you're launching, no matter the magnitude of it or the volume of it, launching is a big deal. You are putting yourself out there in a very vulnerable way. You're probably doing things you've never done before. And I don't want for you to miss the joy in celebrating, in seeing what you've done and what you're capable of. And so please, please, please put a date on the calendar. Make it fun for you. Get excited to celebrate what you've done. Like, I get so excited when I do my webinars because my team is literally dropping in new students' names. Like, I get to welcome them into the Pinterest lab. And every single name reminds me, this is not just a number. It's not a number on a spreadsheet. This is a person. Like, I get to imagine Abby or Stephanie or Laura or Tico or any of these people experiencing the freedom that having a system that takes 1 hour a week to 20x your traffic to 120x the lifespan of your content. Like, I get to celebrate what that return on investment looks like for them, the human, not the number. And I just get like emotional when I think about it, because so many of my courses were born out of me trying to figure out what is actually worth my time. Time is my currency. It is is so precious. Where do I really want to spend it? And as years have gone on, I've gotten even tighter with my time. And so the fact that I get to see these people's names and celebrate with them and imagine what this is going to do for their business, whether it's a bakery or a photography studio or an online course, or they're a therapist, or they teach children how to eat. Like, I don't know. There are so many amazing people in my community. Anyone can benefit from Pinterest. And so when I start to hear about the humans behind it, it is impossible not to want to stop and celebrate. Like, I just get overjoyed thinking about how much ease and peace people can invite into their life using something like Pinterest. I know, it's nerdy. So there you have it. Here are 10 different ways that we've prepped and executed on the biggest launch of our year. This launch that I'm literally in right now as we speak. And let me just tell you, launching can feel good. It can be fun. It can be joyful. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be scary. And it can be energetically exciting and aligned all at the same time. Now, if you want to check out my Pinterest program, go to teachmepinterest.com. That's teachmepinterest, P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T.com. I think you're absolutely going to love getting your hands on my system. So if you are ready to spend just 1 hour a week on this strategy that will get your work seen, that will drive traffic to your website and give your content a longer shelf life, this is for you. Head to teachmepinterest.com. Join me inside of the Pinterest lab. And if you have been a part of my masterclasses this week or a part of any of my launches, just thank you. I hope you can feel my excited energy through the screen. And I just love teaching the things and the systems that work for me. It makes my world just a brighter place. And so thank you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.